morning, Dragon. Meow, meow. Hi, Blaineham. Ooh, every time.
Yo, birthday guest, Mr. A and Poetic to drop by.
Mm-hmm.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yeah.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Oh. Wednesday, October 6th, 2021.
Just took a big old drink of Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joinery, coming to you live from across the United States.
Hey, Tuttles.
Of America.
Hold on, I can't see. I'm in another app trying to share. Hi, Tuttles. On Podbeans, Podbean.
Busy. We're busy. We're busy trying to get the show out there.
I can't
trying to get the show out there and sharing. Yeah.
Hi, Tuttles.
Oh, man.
What a nice day. Nice day. It's a good day to be alive.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Hey, let's go.
For
let's kick
sure,
this thing
man.
In the air. Light the fires and kick the tires. It's Wednesday. Wednesday, October 6th, as Eric has already said. It's the 279th day of the year. There is just a mere 86 days left in 2021.
No. Wow.
We're into the 41st week of 2021. 15 days of fall. We're already into 15 days of fall. Yeah, man, it feels like it, too. Whew, I tell you. And we got 76 days until winter. Great. Bring it on. Bring it on.
No.
No. I'll tell you what, it felt like winter yesterday. Yeah. I had all the intentions of going out, pulling up the tomato plants, you know, getting the yard, you know, start mowing the lawn and all this and that. And man, I tell you what, it was nasty. It was nasty yesterday here in the Pacific Northwest. It was cold, it was windy, it was rainy. Typical Pacific Northwest weather.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did nothing. I watched some cricket, and I was waiting for the... Huh?
You didn't wash Grammy's dishes, did you?
Nope. No dishes got washed yesterday.
See?
I walked out there, looked in the kitchen, and I went, there's not enough dishes in here to do yet. Let's give them another day to pile
up. Oh, my gosh. We could not live together.
Pile them up. Let them pile them up. Oh, I know. I know we couldn't.
Have that. I cannot have that.
I know we couldn't because you'd walk in the kitchen and see a bunch of dishes in the sink, and I'd be standing there eating cottage cheese.
I'd be like, oh.
And you'd be going, that's it. Get out of here.
You're out of here.
While you're at it, Dina, we need Dina Joe. We need some more mayonnaise too. up the store.
You're so gross.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm waiting because the last game of the preseason for the NHL was yesterday, and I was waiting for the Kraken's game because they were playing live. And there was a ding-dong at my door, ding-dong, and I ran out there and looked, and it was the FedEx guy, and he dropped off a package for me, and I got it, and I opened it up, and it was my Kraken's jersey that I had ordered.
Oh, just in time.
Just in time for the game, yeah. I tell you what, that thing is so comfortable. It is so comfortable. Hockey jerseys, man, I tell you what, they're big, they're roomy, they're comfortable. Man, and it was nice. It was nice. And I watched it. They won. They won their last preseason game. So they ended the season 4-2. There you go. And yeah, man, I was ready. I was ready. Good day. Good day.
Oh, he would have loved it if it was El Dorado that brought it to his door.
Oh yeah, yeah, it would have. It'd be fun if I could get him to deliver my stuff up here. Of course, it'd take him like it'd take him about 13 hours to get up here with my package, because he's in Southern California, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, got this in Southern California. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So hi Sandra.
RBFI and Shonda. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody. So I'm glad. I am just glad. So it's exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. But I think our peppers are pretty much done. I think they're done growing for the year.
Oh, man, I have a ton out there.
Do you?
I feel like breakfast.
Let's see. So I got to go out and harvest some. I'm going to take some of those Trinidad peppers and give them to my friend Roberto.
What is
he says he takes them. And he was telling me that it's his youngest son. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did he say what he was going to do with them?
No, he didn't. Oh. All he told me was that his youngest son is the hot pepper connoisseur of the house.
Oh.
So it makes it sound he's ready to munch on something. I don't know, man. But I'll give them to him. Have you done anything with yours yet?
No. They're sitting there looking at me.
Are they? They're staring at you.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that comes to mind is what Tuttle said. That they peach jelly. Yeah.
Hey, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. I've never done any of that before. I've never made jelly before.
No. It'd be fun to try. It'd be fun to try and check it out. Yeah. Yeah, it would be. We'll have to do that and see. Hi, Lady Me. Boy, I tell you what.
Hi, Lady. Welcome.
I've been trying to do this marketing thing, you know, try to get our podcast out there into some other avenues and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I'm exhausted. Man, I tell you what, hard that's work, marketing. Huh? It is marketing, you know, hunting down these places.
Filling out applications
and stuff. And all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm checking my emails and I'm not seeing any responses. I'm going, what's going on? And then something says, check your spam folder.
Yeah.
So I checked the spam folder and it's like, geez, you know, so I was answering emails and all kinds of stuff. And this one place is saying that they want to, they get it all set up and everything. They're going to want to do an interview. a question and answer thing, and it sounded like a telephone call or something. I don't know. And I might have to tap in and have you on a conference call with me, and we'll both do it. I don't know.
Oh,
well, you're the charm. You're the charm of the podcast.
Oh, thank you. I was gonna say, are you gonna learn some charm? And then you just kind of pushed me there. So
yeah. That's me learning charm. I just push you out there. Well, buddy, you sound pretty. You sound a little pretty rough. You sound a little pretty rough and gruff, buddy. You need a little. Oh no, my charm's right here.
Hey, here's my charm. She's dangling from my wrist.
My lucky charm, right here. Yeah. So Ralph.
Jelly and PB sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, she is, and you're right, Ralph. It is tiring. It is tiring. I mean, you try to do some stuff out there, but you know what? It's another avenue for the old man to go down and learn, because I've never done that before. I've never had to do that kind of stuff before.
But that's good. That keeps your brain growing. You're going to have your brain keeps growing. You know, that helps it to not stay stationary and get that Alzheimer's.
Get it going.
Keep it growing.
Get it going. So,
yep.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here. See what we can do. See if we can kick this up another couple of rungs up the ladder just to see, you know, just for fun. Shift it into second gear, you know, shift it into third, you know.
Well, that would be nice.
It's fun. It's all challenging, you know, it's all challenging. I mean, I we're pretty content. We're pretty content.
Alzheimer's disease. Yes, keep it from getting that.
yeah, old timers disease. But yeah, it's just trying to spice things up in that. So I got to be careful though, because I don't want to get too many rods in the fire at one time, because then I forget where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm working on like three right now.
Write it in a notebook or something.
Well, I am. I'm writing it down and trying to keep track of stuff. But yeah.
Okay.
Good. So it should be fun. It'll be fun. Let's see. Like getting out there and talking to people. I mean, now I'm a salesman. That's what I'm in. That's what it is. Yeah. I'm a salesman. Yeah. Voice record. What do you mean, Ralph? Voice record, Ralph. Ralph William. Caught a little bit of Ralph's show today. Oh, take notes. Yeah. Take notes. In a plaid shirt. In a plaid suit. Yeah. With a real bright blue tie on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of a little bit of Ralph's show today. He had some guy doing horoscopes.
That's fair use. That was doing the horoscopes.
Horoscopes? Yeah, doing some horoscopes today. That was interesting. Oh,
well, we must have went in there two different times. When I was in there, they were talking about the youngsters of today not knowing how to do a whole lot. Like, all they know is their devices. They're not, you know, they don't read books and do this other stuff. And my thought was just what we were just talking about, is I wonder if the youths of today, got that, youths, the youths of today, you know, from my cousin Vinny, youths, if they are more prone to getting the old timers because they don't read books and you know, use their, I mean, I guess they do in some ways. Hi, John. If they're doing games or something, maybe using it a little bit, but not as much as we used to when we were in school. Does that make any sense?
They say
that you're supposed to use your brain. It helps you not to get that at an earlier stage. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I cannot speak on playing games because I don't. I tried to break into playing games.
Yeah, to learn. Yeah,
decades ago, and
hi, Sean, same.
I just lost. I found myself sitting there, and the whole day was gone trying to play some games. And I just went, I can't do this, you know.
Yeah.
And so I just got away from it. To me, it was like a.
Yeah, I've never
brain dead activity. It was almost like a brain dead.
Yes,
activity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm wondering if the youth of today are more going to get that sooner than we would, you know. We've always had that where we used our brain and we use, you know, math and cursive and all that stuff, and now they're not teaching them any of that thing. They're not learning any of that. It's just that device, you know, that device that brings them in. So
I don't think so.
I think chess is totally different than a video game.
And chess has been around a lot longer than video games.
You think chess is the same as a video game?
No. I think it's totally different. Hi, Kane. I think it is. I've never played video games because of what you said. They were kind of boring to me, mind numbing. To me, chess is more, you have to, it's calculating. You have to think, but then I've heard.
And you got to figure out, part of the game of chess, which is, I play chess. Part of the game of chess is you try to figure out what your opponent's up to.
Yeah.
And you're always trying to think like five moves ahead, and you're going, how about video chess? Video chess is, you know, I've got into the computer chess. I was playing computer chess there for a while. I had a game. And the thing is the computer, you're playing against a computer that's had everything programmed into it, you know, and it reacts to your move, you know, and it has all these different moves and different strategies already pre-programmed into it. So,
but you're,
it's not like you can't figure,
brain.
You can't figure out what the computer, you can't figure out what the computer's going to do, you know, because the computer could change. As soon as you move, it changes, you know, and I'd have beaten a computer, the computer games in chess, but how I did I just went crazy. I was making stupid, crazy moves and it couldn't figure out what I was doing. And I beat it, you know. Can't calculate human error. No, you can't. And see, but because when you're playing chess, not only are you trying to figure out what what they're doing. Right. They're trying to figure out what you're doing, right. You know, and it's a strategy game. It's, you know, it's a game of strategy. It's the game of kings. The game of kings.
Yeah, I would agree, Tuttles. You get to see, their expressions, and do they have a poker face? Do they not have a poker face? You know, yeah, I like Lane. I agree.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I was playing chess with my geometry teacher in high school. And our games were like 3-4 hours long. Good grief, you know.
Oh, man.
Well, part of it was because he'd sit there and make a move, and then he'd get up and walk around the house. You know, he'd get up and walk around, get something to drink, get some coffee. And, hey, you want something to drink? No, I'm good. You know, and he's walking around and thinking, you know. He was a thinker. He was a thinker, you know. And then he'd come back and stare at the board for a little bit, and he'd walk around and he'd be like, come on, Mr. Liebeck, are we going to play or what? Come on, move. You know.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, and then he'd sit down and move, and then as soon as he'd move, I'd move. And then he'd back up walking around again. No, I like chess. I like chess a lot.
Oh, Risk, yeah. I remember playing that.
Risk was a trip, man. Yeah. I mean, that's that war game that you try to world dominance. You try to take over places and this and that, and you have your little armies and that. Man, that game would go on. We'd play that all night long, Risk. Yeah, it's funny. It was funny. But, man, we would. We'd get together and we'd start and we'd play until the sun's coming up and we're still playing Risk.
Like Monopoly.
Risk was a fun game. Yeah, Monopoly goes on and on and on, too. Mm-hmm. First time I ever played Monopoly, I sat down with me and the kids' mom. We went to some people's house. Hey, you want to play Monopoly? I've never played it before. Come on, let's play. All right, let's play. And I won. I was like a miser, man. I took everybody's money. And I go, hey, I like this game. Yeah, well, you ain't never playing it again, you know. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, has anybody out there ever played Monopoly Deal? The card.
Yes. Yes.
That's fun. Once you get the hang of it, mm-hmm. It's a lot quicker than the Monopoly board game. But
yes, it is.
Kind of similar in a way, but not. It's hard to explain. But it's fun. You can get it at any store. It's just a card. Those cards hanging on the side, like, you know, Old Maid, they have them, those little cards.
Right.
Games.
Welcome, GP.
Uno or whatever. Yeah. Hi, GP man. Yeah, they have those out there. It's fun. It's like, I don't know, $6 or something. It's fun. It's a fun game to play.
Hey, Tuttles, you say you played Axis and Allies. Is that a different game or is that how you played Risk? I don't know. I know when we played.
Hey, Poetic, happy birthday.
Hi, Poetic.
There's Poe. Yay. Well, you know what that means if Poe's in here. Or clear your throats. Clear your throats, everybody. Ready? Join us in singing Happy Birthday to Poetic. Ready? One.
And her little baby's in there. Yes.
So and her little baby. Nice. Oh, yes. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Poe. Yes. Happy birthday coming from the longshoreman.
I was going to say, none of us. None of us are singing together. No. I try to get in there, and you change it.
I've been up since like 9:15 this morning.
Hi, Matt.
That's what makes our singing special to everybody, because you ain't going to get this. You ain't going to get the get
that
it like this on
other
shows. Yeah. Birthdays are fun. You know, celebrate life. We need to celebrate life, man.
There you go, girl.
Celebrate life. Yes. Yeah.
All right. I looked up Axis and Allies.
Allies, a series
of World War II strategy board games.
Oh, so it's like Risk. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That would be a fun game. But, you know, why relive history? Make your own history with Risk. Yeah, there was a game that I played when I was a kid called Stratego. Stratego, I think it was.
I've heard it. Yeah.
Man, I loved that game. That was a fun game to play, Stratego. I don't even know if it's still out there. But I like those strategy, those war game type games.
That's kind of like a, is it medieval? Is it castle?
Yeah, it's kind of set that way. It's kind of set that way, yeah.
That looks like the game that we play. Now I can't think of the name. We haven't played it in a while. That board game with castles and all kinds of stuff.
I'll tell you what, when you're playing strategic games, strategy games in that, I mean, depending on who's there playing with you, it can get pretty hot. You know, people get mad. People get mad if you invade and take
the I know, but especially because if you're nice and they're like, oh, please. And then you're nice and then you give them a little piece of your land. And then all of a sudden, here they come. Bam! Yeah. And they just killed all your fortress. And it's like, what the heck?
Game of Thrones, people. Oh. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, Scrabble's a good game, Tuttles. You're right about that.
Yes, that is good.
Haven't played that in a long time.
Your brain.
Yeah,
we play Scrabble a lot when we're out traveling around.
I think the only game that, you know, like, I mean, I don't seem to get is that Sudoku puzzle. It's
hard.
You know, because, you know, it's kind of like similar to word searches or like crossword puzzles, because you really have to use critical thinking and make sure you don't miss any words or misspell anything.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I've ever played that. I've played that. I played the numbers one.
It's number. Yes, the one I've done is with numbers, and it's squares, and you have to count, and you can't repeat the numbers. And
that took a lot to get used to and to figure out.
You have to be a math genius for that.
Yes.
But, well, I think you just have to get used to the logic behind it, because I got to where I really liked playing that game.
Yes, Tuttles.
And then the more you played it, the harder the game was, the less numbers they gave you, you know.
Right.
Then so you got to try to figure it out.
It's hard.
And yes, it is.
But and you can't use the same number in the same row or something, right?
Yeah, you got. Yeah. Well, no, yeah.
I don't really remember exactly
now how it is, but there it is. I mean, it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have in the house Monkey Sounds."
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing, Asher?
Yeah, man. I'm good. You know, I'm good. Finished work, so I'm just sat here having a 5 minutes.
Having a fiver?
No, having a 5 minutes. Just sitting back having 5 minutes.
Well, that's what I meant. A fiver.
A fiver? A fiver is a blue note.
No. Well, all right. I'll give you that. It is over there where you're at. But I was saying, not fiber. Fiber. Oh, forget it. I was just. but you're right. A blue note is a 5 pound paper note. Yeah. 5 pound, a blue note. Yeah.
Blue note. Cheeky blue note.
Cheeky blue note. So how was work, man?
Do you know what? It was all right doing them deliveries as they do, but it just, do you know what just makes me laugh about people? Like, they see me turn up in my big van, and it, when I go dropping the stuff to them, they always say to me, "Is that it?" And I think, you ordered it. So, what do you mean, is that it? Do you know what I mean? You know, when you just sit there and just think, why are you asking me a silly question for when I've given you exactly what you've got? And then you ask me, is that it? Yeah. Like, you don't know what I've ordered.
Yeah, it's like, what do they expect you to do? To go, oh, wait a minute. Let me see if there's anything else in here for you. Yeah, no, you ordered a box. You got a box. Get out of here. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, I tell you what, I bring in my whole, I just bring the whole shop with me in my van, just in case if you want something.
That's so nice of you.
don't, Dina. I've had it all day. Just everyone asking me, "Oh, is that it?" You just
that
like,
it? Oh. Yep. not, maybe like, they need, do they have to sign anything? Do they have to sign anything?
No, no, no. Just drop it off at the door and then off you go.
Oh.
Now, I will confess, I have done that with delivery drivers, but I've done it when I know I've got more than one box coming. You know, it's like, is that it? Are you sure? And they look at me like that. They look at me like you. They go, well, what do you, well, you know, and I'm going, well, I'm expecting three boxes and you drop two off.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, just a minute. Let me go look. You know, and they'll go back and look, and sure enough, they'll find another box. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Thanks, buddy.
But it's like you're trying to question my intelligence by trying to say that I know what I've not got. And I'm like, hey, listen, I've come to your door. I've given you stuff and made the quick exchange, and I'll see you later. I don't need to stand and ask, is that it?
Man, it sounds like Man Cave's a grumpy delivery guy.
Gosh. No, do you know what? I'm not a grumpy delivery guy, but I've been in a grumpy mood today when they've just been asking me stupid questions. Normally, I'm
easy, cowboy. Easy.
Old man, you know, you don't even say to me, oh, easy, because you know the frustration. You understand what I'm
saying.
Well, he just told you he's the one that does it to people.
Precisely.
I didn't say. Oh, man.
Ah, you know.
Gina Joe turns on me in a heartbeat. Look at her.
Hi, PPG. Welcome.
No.
Could I just take a moment to say happy birthday to Poe and big respect?
Yes, you can. You can.
So, well, big up Poe each and every, and happy birthday to you. And yeah, man, big up you, Poe. And is it Eric's birthday as well?
No, it's Friday.
Well, it's happy Mr. birthday A's for Friday. Birthday.
Man, you just missed us singing to Poe. It's bad you.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, you could have joined the singing.
Dear. You could just imagine.
No. Hey, Gina.
I'm so upset that I missed Poe's singing. You're singing to Poe.
Hopefully Mr. A will be here soon, so we can sing happy birthday to him, and then come back Friday for my birthday and Nida's birthday.
Yeah, man, I'm trying.
October 8th birthday to a Patriot Mama that you'll see at Real Patriot's Voice and the Beans and Weenie show, and then the 19th is Robert's birthday.
Jeez, everyone's birthday is coming up soon.
Yeah. Miss Gina has a birthday on the 12th. Miss Gina that just came in, her birthday.
Ooh,
next day.
Welcome.
Oh, Grammy's got to be here for Gina's birthday.
I'll tell you what, Eric. I'm going to give you Grammy's phone number.
I already have her number.
Oh, I'm going to go set the phone over there by her when she's asleep, and I'm going to let you call and wake her up.
I don't want to do that.
No, she does not wake up grumpy. Grammy does not wake up grumpy.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
You know, you could do that. The phone would ring.
On the other hand.
Yeah, she'd pick it up and she'd go, oh, hi, Eric. How are you?
Yes.
Are you okay? Yeah,
I'd have to remind her it's your friend Gina's birthday. And if you want to jump into the show and wish her happy birthday.
Oh, Eric, you're so wonderful. You're just a good boy. Thank you for waking me. I'm trying to be Grammy. That's how she is.
If you phone you, you'd be like, why are you phoning me at 3:00 in the morning for to wish me happy birthday? I know I'm old. Stop making me realize I'm another year older.
Gina's birthday.
Did you say 3:00?
Yeah, 3:00.
Yeah, I like that. 3:00. Yeah. Why are you calling me at god awful o'clock or something? 3:00. That's perfect, man. That's perfect. Yeah.
I'll let you have that one. You can have that one.
Okay. Well, no, I don't. It depends on how I wake up. I mean, we had the ant guys coming out, killing our ants, spraying for ants on Monday. And he was supposed to be here at 2:00. And I'm sitting here watching, I'm sitting here watching cricket, and I fall asleep in my chair watching cricket. And in my, I hear the doorbell ding. And I jump out of bed, I wake up and jump out and run there to go get to the door, because it's one of those things. Did I dream that or did it really happen? So I wake up and my head's all in a fog and everything. It's like, I'm like this, and I get to the door and it's him, and I'm going, oh,
hi, Hansie.
Comes out.
Welcome.
Well, and I finally had to excuse myself. It's like, well, I'll be right back. I'll be right, because I hadn't woke up yet. I'm still running around in a tizzy. And it's like, wow, geez, you know. And so, yeah, I take a little bit. It takes a little bit to get this whole thing, this whole engine going, you know. It's like.
Like a classic car. Don't work in the winter.
Yeah, pump it. Who is that? Who remembers having a car that used to have to pump the pedal, pull the choke on it?
Mm-hmm.
You had to pull a choke lever on it, you know, pump the pedal, hit it. Come on, baby. You know, and then it starts winding down. Then you get that battery click. Oh, crap. Get the battery charger.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when your alternator's going, and then when you turn, and then you just think, oh, let me just try and turn it over, see if it will start ticking, and you're like, like, come on, you can do it. Come on.
Exactly. And you're praying. You're praying and you're turning the key. And you turn the key really hard, you know. It's not like turning, and you're pushing really hard with the key. Come on. And then, lo and behold, it'll go, brr, 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 and it'll fire up for some unknown reason, you know.
And that smile on your face, you think, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good day. Yeah, baby. And my thing was, I always wanted it to run long enough. Come on, run long enough to charge the battery back up a bit, you know? Yeah. You know, people nowadays
would just leave it running.
Yeah. Yeah. You're afraid to leave it running. You know, you're afraid. You're afraid to leave it running. You know, you don't want to leave. You want to stay right there, you know, in case it starts to die. You can hit the gas pedal, you know. But yeah, you start it and then you get it running, hey, and then you run back into the house and you hear it go, boom. No!
Hi, Bernie. Try it all again. Welcome.
See, that's one thing kids nowadays ain't going to experience. You know, they're not going to experience that pulling
the electric with no electric running, just sit in the car and it's just dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, you know, the funny thing is back then, a dome light, you just leave the dome light on
your
battery's gone in the morning.
Yep.
Welcome back, Lady Me.
Welcome back, Lady Me.
You know what was funny, though, is like, you always see someone, like, you know, on your street, I don't know if you guys do it, but like, if someone's like left the lights on and you know whose car it is, you knock on the door and say, oh, your lights are on. Because you, like, before you forget to turn them off, because it's just like, now it's just all automatic, isn't it? You've got running lights. Well, before, like with the old cars, you knock on someone's door, like, hey, mate.
Welcome, Ruben. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, well, mate.
And before auto locks on doors and that, you know, I would just walk by and I'd open the door and hit and shut their lights off for them, you know.
You're a nice guy.
People wouldn't lock their doors, you know. You just open the door, hit the lights, you know, shut them off.
Welcome, Sarah.
Yeah.
Did you see how much change they had in the car?
No, I didn't.
why is that such a joke? I was just asking, just out of curiosity. I thought, well, would you risk it for the biscuit?
You know, that would have been the one time the guy was standing there.
It would be. But you're hiding in your pocket and you can just hear it jingling as you get out of this car. I was like, oh, mate, stick it back.
Hey, did you just steal the change out of my car? No, I shut your lights off. Hey, where's all my change? And then he'd start chasing me, you know.
With a gun.
With a gun, exactly.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and Tina put that in there too. It's like you get shot nowadays, so she's right.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, everybody, we're doing fine. Thank you for joining the show. We're going to have a good time. We're here. We're talking with Man Cave, our friend Asha from the UK. He's on the phone with us. We're just having a good time. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric. We got Man Cave on the phone, like I just said, and we're just having a good time. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button and give us a follow. Tell all your friends about us and see if we can't you know, get some new faces in here and, you know, tell your friends and family members to come in and just have a good time. Oh, man.
But that was my show.
Hi, baby.
You just said the same thing twice in exact same order.
That's it. I'm a robot.
Definitely kicking in.
I'm a robot. I'm telling you. I'm a robot, you know. And Dina Jo's there. She's on standby in case I start stuttering too bad. She'll jump in. You know, she'll jump in. I got to figure out a way that I can have Dina Jo mute me if I start turning into too much of an old man. Da, da, da. You know, she can mute me.
Too much of
and
a Joe
over.
Biden, we can mute you.
Yeah. When you start talking about your politics and all that, it's like, right, see you later, old man. Time to come on now. Come on. How you going?
She does that to me. She does that to me now. I mean, we're, like, she doesn't mute me, but she goes, nah, we ain't going to go there. You know, she just said, yes.
Hi,
yes,
Julie.
Ma'am.
Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Mom. Well, Grammy's threatening it.
We'll just have Grammy's to have like a word. Sorry.
Yeah, a word, a safe word. Yeah, something like that. Well, Grammy's threatening that if I get too much like an old man, she's going to send me and let me live with Dina Jo and Lewis.
Oh, no.
Poor man.
Why does she want to punish me?
I'm just kidding. We have an old folks home just down the road. I think she's got a place already put down. She's already put a retainer down on a room in there for me. You know, because she can walk down the street and visit me. You know, and then when I start complaining about getting hungry or something, she goes, "Well, I'm out of here. I'll come and see you tomorrow. Bye." You know, because then they take care of you. They feed you all this stuff. Oh man, it's nice being loved.
You'd be that old man in the nursing home, and they'd be like, nurse, and you've been known by all the nurses, and they go, oh, yeah, it's lovely how the old man is. He's a nice guy, but when he starts, you just have to just let him ramble on and then just let him go. He'll fall asleep soon. Yeah. Give him his coffee and he'll fall asleep. Just let him say what he has to say and off you go.
Give him his biscuits and coffee and he'll fall asleep within 15 minutes.
That's it. Just like a nightcap. Do you know what I mean?
I tell you what, you know, I laugh and, you know, we laugh at that, but I tell you what, I mean, that's how Grammy puts me to sleep. You know, she's, you know, if I'm a little too obnoxious and that, she'll say, here, let me make you a little sandwich, you know, make you give you a little something to eat. Cause she knows once I eat it, in 10 minutes after I eat it, I'm taking a nap. I'm falling asleep.
your blood pressure seems to be a bit high today, old man. Like, come on, let's go and get you something to eat and sit down. You got yourself too excited now, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Sarah. Just as long as they keep the beer coming. Keep that Guinness coming. Keep that Guinness coming. Well, you know, this whole podcast thing is turning out to just be a big experiment so everybody can hear what happens when, you know, when an old guy starts getting old and Alzheimer's and dementia start dropping in and visiting and knocking on the door. You know, they're just listening to me. So, look, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't be good. You're listening to the old man. You know, he starts messing up.
When your Alzheimer's start getting really bad, I'm going to start changing my name to the Cave of Man and the Man of Cave. So every other day, they just be there confusing you all the time. I'm thinking, you spoke to someone called Man Cave yesterday. No, you spoke to Cave of Man.
Oh, God. Well, no, the thing is that you come in like you're here now, but you come in tomorrow and I'm going to go, oh, hey, who's this Man Cave? Oh, look, we got a Man Cave. It's a new guy. How you doing?
Yeah. I might just start putting an accent on every time I speak to you. It's a completely different person.
That'd be awesome.
Can
you do other accents? Can you do other accents? What can you do?
I could do an African accent.
Can you sound American? Can you sound American?
I wouldn't want to insult. I wouldn't want to insult my tongue with that, to be honest with you.
Oh, ouch. Man. You know, I could do a British accent, you know, after I listen
Hi,
to somebody.
Mr. Ray, happy birthday.
I could do one, but oh, Mr. A's in the house. Well, Man Cave, actually, you can join us in singing happy birthday to Mr. A. Are you ready? Everybody, here we go. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Happy birthday, Mr. A.
Happy birthday, Mr. A, from the Drunken Sailors of the Old Man's Podcast Show.
Happy birthday, Mr. A. Welcome
to Javadin
32. I'm finished, Lassie.
You know, I love going back listening to the show because I like listening to us sing. It's like, good grief, man. What is going on?
Jeez, I thought I heard three cats being strangled then just for a second.
Oh, please. You can't even hear me and Eric.
Oh, yes, you can. I knew you were going to say that because I've listened to it in the past, and I'm going, man, I'm pretty loud. So this last couple of times that I've sang it, I've backed off the mic. So we can hear you guys. Go back and listen to today's show and listen to the singing. It's going to be you're going to be a so much
happier. See who's the loudest.
Yeah.
Still going to be you.
We should be able to hear you guys.
Exactly.
We should be able to hear you guys really good. We should be able to hear you guys really good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go get some petrol. So it's been good chatting to you guys. If there's any petrol
there. What are you
going to
go get?
Some petrol.
What? Petroleum. You mean gas? You're going to go get some gas?
I'm going to get some petroleum. Because gas heats my house.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's blew your mind now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm all confused now. No, I know what you're talking about. All right, man. Well, listen, go out and have a great day, man. Have a great evening. Have a lot of fun, man.
You too, man.
Bye,
it's good to catch up with you guys. Look after yourself, Dean. Look after yourself, Eric, man. No worries. Take care, man. Have a good day.
All right, mate. Cheers, mate. Man Cave Sounds. Good friend of the show. We love the guy to death. He's always welcome to call in anytime. Thanks, Man Cave. Be sure to check out his mixes. He does music, and he does music. You can find him on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. He does them on Podbeam as well. But you can really find him on the, what is it, the Mix?
The cloud.
I know he's on SoundCloud and WSN.
He's on some kind of music cloud thing. Some kind of WW out there in the universe playing music.com. I don't know.
Yeah, that one.
Sorry, Man Cape. I ruined that.
Yeah, your bestest friend.
I can never. I'm going to have to write it down so I can read it. Well, that's how I get the WESN stuff. I have it written down right here. It's not out of my memory.
What is more important to you? Yeah, Write it down, mister. Write it down.
Well, it's right there with a picture, with your picture and your name, Dina Joe, so I get it right.
Uh-huh.
That's Dina Joe. That's Eric.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good times. Good times. Oh, man. Well, I tell you what. Why don't we jump into the music thing? That's about right. Did Eric? Did you say please?
He said, "Oh, that's
yes."
Yeah. He's going, "Yes, show, please. Right? Let's do something." Yeah, because you're doing a good job of butchering that. Yeah, yeah. okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Have the theme song.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Hello, hello. Music history today for October 6th. We are going to start with the year 1959 with Jerry Keller. Was number one on the UK singles chart with Here Comes Summer, a one-hit wonder. Keller went on to be a vocalist for television jingles throughout the 1970s and 80s. A popular misconception is the song quotes the line, "The sun shines bright," from the Stephen Foster song, My Old Kentucky Home. But this is untrue, as the line contains in Here Comes the Summer is, oh, let the sun shine bright. So now that we got that straight, here is Jerry Keller with Here Comes the Summer.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer.
It's got that Ricky Nelson sound.
Yeah, it made me think of Grease.
Yeah.
We'll
nice bass call.
Every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Jerry Keller, Here Comes Summer.
Summer. Nice. Yeah, reminded me of Grease. Here comes the year 1973. American singer actress Cher started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Half Breed, the singer's second U.S. number one. The single didn't chart in the U.K. In her chart-topping hit, Cher sings from the perspective of a mixed-race woman who grew up as an outcast because she was a half-breed, because she was part Caucasian and part Native American. She wasn't accepted by either race and found herself looking for validation in dead-end relationships with men. Don't do that, ladies. Here is Cher with Half-Breed.
I've seen the music video for this too.
Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Half-breed.
There it is. Cher with Half-breed. And then didn't she sing in another song where she was a gypsy?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, yes.
Yeah. I was like, come on, Cher. Come on. Jeez.
Leave Cher alone. All right. We're gonna move to
I loved her from her Sonny and Cher days.
Yes.
Well, she has a great voice, no doubt. Even now, as an older lady, she still sings.
And then
through
the 80s and 90s, she had Believe, the Shoop Shoop song, and If I Could Turn Back Time. And then when 9/11 happened, she did that song, This Is a Song for the Lonely.
I didn't know she did that song. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a good singer, good artist.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to the year 1979 with Robert John's Sad Eyes, hits number one. Sad Eyes is one of just a few non-disco or disco-influenced tunes to top the 1979 pop chart. It is notable as the song that ended the 6-week reign of the biggest smash hit of the year, My Sharona. So here is Robert John with Sad Eyes.
I didn't recognize this song until that part right there.
Oh, really?
When
yeah.
Once that bass came in, I went, oh, yeah, I know this song.
Hi, baby G. Hi, OGAQ.
Sing it to us, Robert.
Looks like it's over. You know I couldn't stay. She's coming home today.
That's Robert John, Sad
Eyes.
Welcome,
Bill. Welcome. We had a
I didn't realize he had such a high voice.
Oh, yeah. It's really high.
Yeah, no, he's right up there with that, what, Frankie Valli? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, good song. Good song
and that lead singer, The Stylistics, too.
Who's that, yeah, Eric? Do you know the name?
I can't think of the name right off hand, but like when you hear the song like Bet You by Golly Well, he sings in a falsetto, but I saw like a video where they were performing in front of an audience and you would hear him say thank you to somebody in his talking voice.
Uh-huh.
And but when he sings it's like Bet You by Golly Well, like because they have to kind of do a falsetto, which is like a false voice or a yodel. Because, you know, like when Michael Jackson would sing, he would sing in a falsetto that was completely different from his talking voice.
It didn't ever seem like it was that much of a difference. You know, he True. Seemed to talk high, yeah. Right.
But the thing is you know, people who have unique singing voices, you know, compared to their talking voices, that's almost like a niche that they really own in their performances.
I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Tina.
All right. We're going to move on to the year 1979 with Led Zeppelin, In Through the Outdoor, is number one on the U.S. albums chart. It is the eighth and final studio album by the English rock band. The album was named by the group to describe its recent struggles amidst the death of Robert Plant's son, and I think it's Kerouac, in 1977, and the taxation exile the band took from the UK. The exile resulted in the band being unable to tour on British soil for over 2 years, and trying to get back into the public mind was therefore like trying to get in through the outdoor. Here is Led Zeppelin with Fool in the Rain from the album In Through the Outdoor.
Oh, you didn't tell me you had a song. You just told me the album. No, you just gave me the album name.
I am sorry. Well, can you play Fool in the Rain? Or any song by Led Zeppelin?
I could play. I picked a song from the album.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I picked a song from the album called Hot Dog because I like it.
Hot Dog?
Hot okay. Dog. This is Hot Dog from that album.
There you go.
Sorry, Dina Joe.
That's okay.
This is Hot Dog by Led Zeppelin. Yeah. You know, something when I was doing the list, something said call you about that because because it was an album.
Yeah.
And I should have called you. I should have called you and said, hey, what song out of the album do you want?
That's okay.
Sorry.
No. You played one. That's fine. That's what sorry, it was about. Man. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. No, you're sorry. Let's
no,
move
I'm
on.
Sorry. No, you're sorry.
We'll
no,
move
I'm
on
sorry.
To 1982. No, Miss Madonna releases her debut single, Everybody, on Tire Records. The song urges people to get on the dance floor and enjoy the music. It's notable for being Madonna's first successful song. Very popular in urban dance clubs. The track failed to enter the Billboard Hot 100 charts. However, it appeared on the dance charts and helped Madonna achieve her first appearance in dance magazines. So here is Madonna with Everybody.
I'm moving away. Yeah. I've been watching you.
I'm sorry, what?
I know you want to get up.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Come on.
Everybody, come on, dance and sing. Everybody, get up and do your thing.
That's Madonna everybody. With Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madonna. All right, moving on to 1987. English singer George Michael releases the single Faith. Faith peaked at number one on the UK albums chart and US Billboard 200. It stayed for 51 non-consecutive weeks inside the Billboard 200 top 10, including 12 weeks at number one. Michaels explained why he chose this song as the title track, saying, "It represents the way I feel at the moment. It's kind of another word for hope and optimism. You know, faith to me is just really such a strong word. And the more I got into the idea of the song being the single, the more I liked the idea of using it for the track and the album." So here is George Michael with Faith. Hi, Jess.
Morning, Jess. Welcome.
Faith. formerly from Wham.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Rico.
Jack is, the guy has just got a great voice, man. This is George Michael in the song Faith. Thanks, George. You know, my favorite George Michael song is when he does that duet with Elton John.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the song right off the top of my head. But it's an Elton John song.
Is it and he's on the Candle in the Wind? No?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't remember. But
we have to definitely look it up.
But he's on stage. He's doing the song. It's a live recording. And he gets to the one part in the song, and he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John!" And Elton John comes out and starts and takes over the song. And then Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And then they do it. Then they end it as a duet. What a great, that song. It just gives me chills when I hear him do that. It's just, yes. George Michael's, he's got a great voice. Okay. Sorry, Dean Joe. Go ahead.
Well, God rest his
soul.
Oh,
no, no, no. No. Yes, he does. He's good looking too. I forgot that one.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, we're going to end the list today in 1988. American country and southern rock band Alabama joins the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The band is formed of cousins Randy, Teddy, and Jeff. They're first operated under the name Wild Country. They changed their name to Alabama in 1997. Alabama's biggest success came in the 80s, where the band had 27 number one hits, 7 multi-platinum albums, and received numerous awards. Here is Alabama with Dixieland Delight.
I did not know they were all related.
Yes. Hi, Kane. Have a good day.
How are we going, buddy? Thanks for stopping by.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover.
I wonder how old they were when they all started singing together.
A sweet, hi, Radio soft Project. Southern
thrill. You know, if they're all related, hi, they're James. Cousins. All week,
got a little jingle. On a
Dixieland Delight by Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
What a good group.
I think my favorite Alabama song would have to be that song Mountain Music.
You know,
and then like near the end it kind of changes to a different tune.
Yeah, they kind of pick the beat up or something, I guess. I don't know.
Oh yes.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Dina Joe. Great list. Hey, remember, this Friday on our music show, Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, we are going to go through and play completely all these songs that Dina Joe has brought to us this week on Today in History. So you can catch all these songs in their entirety. I can never say that word. Entirety. Friday at 8 p.m. We're going to go and play all these songs. So it's going to be a great list of songs. Thanks, Dina Joe. That's a great song.
You're very welcome.
Man.
That was a good song.
The name of the last song was
Dixieland Delight.
Dixieland Delight by Alabama. Alabama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and Sarah brought out a thing about Madonna. She said that Madonna was told when she started that she would never make it. You're never going to make it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm wrong.
And now every year she calls that person up and says, "What was that you said? What was that you said to me?"
She basically made the naysayers eat their words.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she had she knew how to, I don't know who she locked into to help her with her marketing, you know, her PR people, but she had a tremendous marketing. I mean, she knew how to market herself very well, you know, and plus she had the music and the voice to back it all up, you know. You know, they could say what they want. They could say what they want.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I would imagine she probably worked very closely with other like record label legends like Clive Davis, and Clive Davis was responsible for launching a lot of careers, including like Whitney Houston and a few others.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who she worked with, but they had it down pat. They knew what they were doing. You know, yeah, great team behind her. Yeah, mm-hmm. And in plus two, you know, you got a great artist when you can do away. You know, you can do away with all the PR stuff, you know, the videos and all this and the photos and all that. Do away with that and just listen to the music and go, that person's good, you know, because she has the voice and she has the talent to back what she says, you know, so that's good. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good music. That'll be a lot of fun Friday. A lot of fun this Friday, 8 o'clock. Be there. It'll be fun. Let's see. We're going to end. So we're doing about six, seven songs a day, 5 days. Yeah. That's going to give us about 35 songs. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll work out good. I took out the one that's 25 minutes long.
The exorcist.
Hey, we could probably save that extra song for the Halloween music show.
There you go.
yeah, because you'll have to fill up at least 25 minutes with that song. You know, I don't think I've heard that thing through its entire 25 minutes.
Yeah,
all I remember is that beginning, the beginning of it, you know, and it gives me chills when I hear that beginning. It's like, whoa, what song is this? Yeah. Hey, Elgato. Good to see you, buddy. Oh man, a bit of Thriller for the Halloween show. Yeah. We're gonna have a Halloween show.
Hi, Mr. T.
Looking ahead, we're gonna have a Halloween show and we're gonna do a bunch of Halloween themed music like we did last year. What's that, DJ?
No, I was just listening to you. What did we do last year?
Oh, we did a Halloween theme song. Well, I think for the music. I dug out a bunch of things. We had Thriller and we had Monster Mash.
Night?
Witch Doctor.
At night. Oh, yeah. At night.
I'm thinking during the day, what are you talking about?
No, at night. At night.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to do with your Today in History. I don't know if you're going to do something. A Halloween thing or not, but yeah. It doesn't matter. Because if you do, fine. We'll be playing them all in their entirety. I said it right.
You did.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Not Elgato's birthday yet, Miss AJ. His birthday is in August.
Sorry, Elgato. You don't get a birthday song yet.
his birthday's in August. I was having to let AJ know that.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Bone, when's your birthday?
The 8th.
T-Bone, when's your birthday?
Wait, didn't we sing to Miss... No, we didn't.
We need to get T-Bone's birthday in here.
Yeah.
It passed.
Oh, September 13th.
September 13th. Did we sing to him? Did we sing to you, T-Bone?
I don't know if we did or not. Welcome, Drew.
Hi, Drew. Welcome, everybody. Oh, he said we did. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, we did. He's on here. He's on
There's
here.
There's no way we would have forgot Mr. Yeah. T.
Hi, Drew. Welcome.
You know, to answer Sarah's question.
What's that?
Welcome
to answer Sarah's question, we will be off on Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving, and we'll probably most likely be off like Christmas Eve and
oh yeah, just like last year. Yeah, just like last year, we take the holidays off so we can spend them with our families. So on the week of Thanksgiving, we'll have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we're off for 4 days because of the holiday. We'll be enjoying those with our families, and then. Coming into Christmas, however Christmas falls.
Christmas is going to be on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday, so it'll be they probably won't have a show Friday. We'll have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no show Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, and then we take the holidays off. Did we take New Year's Eve off last year? I'd have to look. I don't think we did. Did we?
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think we just did Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we were here for New Year's. Well, that's the plan. We will be here for New Year's. We will have a New Year's Eve song, you know, because everybody will be, you know, hungover and they won't know. And, you know, just.
Well, New Year's Eve is a good way to wrap up 2021. And when we come back on January 3rd, we are kicking off 2022.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. 2022.
Because, and I think when we kick off 2022, we want to kick off the new year right.
Man, yes. 2022. Good night. I remember when I graduated in 1971. I mean, just the thought of the 1980s was like, oh, that's so far away. And now we're talking 2022 around the corner. Get out of here. I know. I hear you, Gina. Really? Man, that's crazy talk. That's just crazy talk right there. The years are just cranking by. I swear, people, the older you get, the faster the years go by. I mean, it seems like I just started marking the calendar, the 2020 calendar. Seems like I just started marking it, and then next thing you know, ba-ba-boom, you know, the 2021's almost gone. Yeah, you're getting old is what it is. I'm getting old.
We all are.
I was wondering where everybody was.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, we're still
here.
Can you
hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody out there?
Unfortunately.
Hello.
Well, we heard that coffee jingle at the start of this show, and then I know Ralph played it on his before he wrapped up.
You guys just talk right through it. I mean, you can't. It's funny. Yeah, that's where I got that coffee thing was from, Ralph. I loved it. He had me in stitches the first time I heard it on Ralph's show. It's long. It's a lot longer than what I got. I edited that thing down, you know. Yeah, I said, hey, man, I'd love to have that. Can I use that? He goes, I'll send it to you. And he sends it to me. Thanks. Yeah, that's some fun stuff, man. I mean, you know, you just got to have fun. Get out there and have some fun. I mean, come on. It's the holiday season's coming up. Halloween's just around the corner. You need to start planning right now what you're going to do for Halloween. You should be thinking about your costume. As a matter of fact, you should already have it figured out what you're going to wear. I mean, come on. Let's go. I mean, if I was dressing up, I'd dress up as Freddy the Freeloader. Who knows what? Who knows who Freddy the Freeloader is out there? I know Dina Joe is because that does because
you sent me the picture.
Sent you the picture of Freddy the Freeloader. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, like I'm like a proud owner of a black leather trench coat I bought out of Edison, New Jersey, on eBay 4 years ago. Like, hey, I could either dress up as a Catholic priest or I could dress up as Neo from the Matrix.
I'd stay away from a Catholic priest, Eric, if I was you.
Well, I wouldn't.
They're kind of in trouble.
But I guess y'all probably would prefer I settle with Neo.
You should dress up as somebody from the 50s. Shaft. You should dress up as somebody from the 50s. Get that collar up and put your hair in one of those big bouffant things. You know, get some Brill cream for your hair. Get it all waxy and crazy. Comb it back, for the sides back into a duck tail, and take that top and throw it out to a bouffant. I think that's what they used to call it. Yeah, look like Fonzie. Kind of look like Fonzie a little bit. Yeah, that'd be a good look for you for Halloween.
I decided to move my barber appointment up to today. Like, I'll be going like this evening for them to trim off the dead ends because I'm in the process of growing my hair out for charity again.
Nice.
And I think probably my cousin Catherine told me that the best, you know, like cancer charity like to donate hair to for wigs is called Wigs for Kids, because you know she's heard some not so nice things about Locks of Love them having like some deceptive business practices that they're not really 100% transparent about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
And they usually but check out to 14 inches of hair. And it's got to be clean and dry. They don't want it permed or color treated or highlighted.
Sure.
They want it all natural.
Well, that's great, Eric. That's good. We're proud of you for doing that. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
I've did it before and I plan on doing it again.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's what you do, you know. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to do that kind of stuff and help people out. I mean, that's what we're all about, you know. And in a way, what you're doing is you're celebrating life, you know.
Yep.
You're giving to others.
Making a difference.
You're giving from your heart to others. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. We need to celebrate life. We need to celebrate life more. You know, I mean, not only the ones that we've...
Welcome.
Not only celebrating the lives of the loved ones that we lost, but we need to celebrate the lives of the loved ones we have.
While you have them.
While we still have them, yeah.
Hi, Ralph.
And the people around us. I mean, you know, when you're walking around, everybody you look at, that's a life. That's a miracle. It's a life.
Right. And everybody is so grumpy nowadays. Just try to smile and get through it and try to be nice no matter what, no matter how they are towards you. Yeah. Try to.
You know, I mean, just celebrate life. I mean, come on. You've got your family. You celebrate the life of your kids, your loved one, you know, your
welcome
friends.
Just welcome.
If you just take a new attitude, we need to
embrace the suck. Very well said, DeGray.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, you know, I had to go into a Home Depot and I needed to buy a drill. No, I'm sorry. It was in Arbor Freight. I went and bought this drill. And it's like, you know, you get to the sign and you get to the door and it says all masks are required. Masks are required to, you know, to come in the store, you know, and there's people outside melly grumping around. Oh, I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe in the mask mandates and either and all that either. But you know what? I need a drill. I need a drill, so I'm going to go in and I'm gonna put my mask on, go in and buy my drill, and then when I leave, I'll take my mask off. I mean, you can have a stance and make a stand, but I mean, we still got to function. We still got to leave, you know, got to live our life, you know, we got to, you know, and it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me to do that. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me if someone's standing next to me with a mask on. I mean, it just doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. You know, I don't care. You got to follow your own convictions. Follow your own convictions, you know, just where everybody's getting into a problem and getting their panties in a wad is because they take their convictions and want to force them on everybody else. Well, you know what? Stop. You know, your convictions are your convictions. They're not mine. My convictions aren't yours. You know, we need to stop this division stuff and start coming together as a people. You know, we never were meant to be like everybody else.
No, you know? That's why we grow. That's how we learn stuff is because you're different than me. I'm different than Eric. We're all different and we're made that way so we can learn from each other. Not like we have to be each other. We should be able to learn from one another and accept those differences that you have that I don't have and that I have, like kindness that you don't have.
Yeah. No. I got in a little bit of a debate thing going on on TikTok. And what's nice is that we actually had a legitimate civil debate with this guy, you know, and it was like, you know, when it was all said and done, you know, we thanked each other. Hey, you know what?
I'm good.
Thanks for the conversation. Thanks for the conversation. Uh-huh. Thanks for the debate. You know, it was fun. It was fun debating you. You know, I wasn't out to change his mind. He wasn't out to change my mind. We were just sharing.
There was no nastiness there either.
No nastiness, no name calling. We were just sharing each other's thoughts and convictions and opinions. And it was like, and when we were done, it was like, well, good day to you. Have a good day, sir. And that was it. I remember that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be. We used to be able to have lively debates and move on with life, you know.
And still the person. And still hang out and go have coffee or play golf or you know, have lunch together. Yeah. You were able to disagree with things and still be friends. Oh, my gosh.
You know, and the thing
is
if you stop and listen to what people, you know, if you stop and have a good, honest debate about stuff, you never know. They might something. say something that might get you to change your mind a little bit or bring you to a central point where you have a little bit of compromise. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, we have just got to stop all this anger.
Hate.
We got to stop it and all this hate that's running around out there. We just got to get away from it. We need to quit being pulled around by the nose, by the media.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. Turn the TV off. Turn it off.
Turn it all off and just start thinking for yourself. Mm-hmm. Do your research. Do your own research. Come up with your own ideas and your own opinions, and let's just move on. I mean, come on, people. And that, with that being said,
great minds.
We're moving on. We're moving on. All right, everybody. We love you to death. Thanks for joining us. Just thanks for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We're your alarm clock. Come on in. Hi, Mimi. You come in a little too late. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow and come on back. We'll be here tomorrow for our Thursday show. Eric, you got some shows you want to plug?
Coming up on Podbean, I think John DeVito should be going live here momentarily if nothing has changed for him. But you can also definitely be on lookout for Milk Dog and be on lookout for Spanky if he's doing his lunchtime show today. But of course, him and Scooter are back in prime time with the Beans and Weenie show. And you've also got Slacker 82 Alpha at 7 p.m. Eastern and a few more podcast friends to be on lookout for. And then hopefully Ralph is back tomorrow morning. And I know we're back for our Thursday show. Yo, birthday Eve show.
Exactly.
Make it a great Wednesday, everybody, and talk at you again soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're on TikTok, be sure to go and check out the Gray Areas rants of the day. Check out his little rants of the day, his little videos. They're really mine. They'll open you up and make you think about some stuff and give him a follow. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sarah.
Jess, thanks. Poe, have a great birthday, Poe.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks for so
Jill,
sweet.
Thanks
Doug,
for
thank you, Cruising Captain.
We just appreciate everybody coming in.
Thank you, Poe. The great.
What a great day. Make it a great day, everybody.
Go out we appreciate you.
Go out and have some fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, celebrate life. Make this a day to celebrate life. You don't need a special day. Well, and if you do need a special day, make it today. Make it today. Today is the day you're going to go out and you're going to celebrate life. Make people smile. Make people have a good time. Try to get 5 people to smile at you. That's a challenge. And speaking of a challenge, it's a final word from Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world, however nasty it can be to you today, change your smile. Just keep that smile on. Smile at people, even when they're grumpy back at you. Give them a big smile. We love you. Thanks so much for your support, and have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye.
Dina Joe.
Happy birthday, Poe and Mr. A. We love you guys.
Hey, don't forget you can catch this show on the Rebound in a little over 2 hours. Catch it on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can download that app onto your phone, or you can go to the website and listen to it on their webpage. And don't forget, you can also download us through Podbean, Spotify, and you can find us out on other avenues where podcasts are out there on Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, and Deezer Podcasters. Good times, everybody. Good times. Just have a great day. Remember, life is precious. Your life is precious. The guy standing next to you's life is precious. Let's celebrate life today. Let's celebrate life. Let's have a good time. Let's do stuff that's fun and have a blast. That's it. We're pretty much out of here. I need to go get another cup of coffee. I don't know about you, but I need that cup of coffee. All right.
I'm half sitting and drinking iced coffee, but love you and God bless you. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Music's coming to an end. Happy birthday, Mr. A. Poe. You guys have a great day. Talk to y'all later. Later, Gators.